As we know, Security Council resolution following the request by the Malian authorities for the withdrawal of the mission mandated that the mission should leave Mali by the end of this year. Accordingly, we developed plans, consultation with all concerned stakeholders that provide for two phases. Phase one, which started in mid-July until the end of August, provided for the withdrawal of the mission from four bases. That phase was completed and successfully completed on time and with very few incidents. We had two attacks. Thankfully, no one was seriously wounded or killed, and we have few other incidents which did not cause any damage or casualty. Now we'll be embarking on phase two, the last phase, which provides for the withdrawal of the mission from our bases in the far north of Mali, as well as for the withdrawal of the mission from two other bases in central Mali. We are confident that the withdrawal will take place within the agreed time frame. Obviously, we are drawing lessons from the first phase to make sure that the second phase proceeds as smoothly or with as little challenges as possible. But so far, we are on track. We are working hard in coordination with the Malian authorities and all our stakeholders to make sure that we pull out of Mali by the end of the year, as mandated.
Do you have any worries about the situation after the withdrawal of MINUSMA?
Well, as you know, the Security Council mandated that the withdrawal should be orderly, secure, and well coordinated with the Malian authorities. And this is what we are trying to do. And in this context, we have paid particular attention to the transfer of tasks. MINUSMA was conducting a number of tasks in its areas of deployment in support of the stabilization of the country. And it's important that we ensure that those tasks are transferred to the Malian authorities, primarily with the possible contribution of other stakeholders, including relevant UN agencies. In early August, we convened a roundtable to that effect with the Malian authorities. The roundtable proceeded well, provided a good opportunity for us to brief our Malian counterparts on the work we did for the past 10 years, on what we have achieved, and what remains, and a lot remains to be done, obviously. And the objective was to help them prepare as much as they can to take over those tasks and continue the stabilization efforts which we have been supporting for the past 10 years. Clearly, Mali will need the continued support of the international community and the agencies, the funds and programs where in Mali before MINUSMA was deployed, and will remain in Mali after MINUSMA pulls out, will continue to avail support to the Malian people and government.
And my last question is, what's your message to the Malian population as MINUSMA is withdrawing?
The first message is, of course, to reiterate our commitment in line with the resolution and the decision made by the Malian authorities to withdraw from Mali within the timeline that was agreed upon. As I indicated earlier, we are on course, and hopefully we'll be able to complete this very challenging task by the end of the year. The second one is that in its 10 years of deployment, MINUSMA has done its level best, and I believe has achieved a lot. Obviously, not to the full extent of what Malian people wanted. No human action is perfect, but I believe the mission did a lot in Mali. But that work has to continue. A lot remains to be done. It will require the full mobilization of the Malian people and authorities to take forward the stabilization of the country. The last point, MINUSMA is leaving, but UN is staying. The agency, the funds and programs which were here before MINUSMA deployed, will remain after MINUSMA pulls out. And obviously, they are committed to continue assisting the Malian people and assisting Mali as a country in their efforts to bring about lasting peace and security.